Hi there, and welcome to the Spark Marketing Podcast, the ultimate guide for SAP partners looking to elevate their marketing game. I'm Andrew Steen, your host and marketing enthusiast here at SAP. Ever heard of John Wanamaker? Well, over 100 years ago, this Philadelphia retailer made a statement that still rings true today. He said, 50% of all my marketing is wasted. I just don't know which 50%. And with today's fierce competition for people's attention, that challenge feels as relevant as ever. That's why we're launching this podcast just for SAP partners. We're here to help you navigate through the noise and drive better outcomes for your business. So what exactly can you expect from this podcast? Well, we'll dive deep into various topics covering everything from content strategies to messaging techniques and from budgeting to the latest marketing trends. Plus, we'll bring in expert guests from both inside and outside of SAP who will share their insights and best practices to help you level up your marketing game. Whether you're a seasoned marketing professional or just starting out, our mission is clear: to ensure SAP partners have the tools, resources, and knowledge they need to thrive in the ever-evolving marketing landscape. So, grab your headphones and join us on this exciting journey, and together, let's unlock the secrets to successful marketing. And now, I'm pleased to bring in my first guest, someone who's been a colleague and a friend for well over a decade. I have a huge amount of respect for her, and she was recently promoted to the Chief Partner Officer role for North America, Nanette Lazina. Nanette, welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Andrew.
Nanette, can you share your vision for the future of SAP's partner programs here in North America?
Sure. For me, the biggest thing is that we're just really looking to break down the silos that we've put partners in a box, not only just the partners, but also our resources. With the creation of the Chief Partner Officer, we're really getting broader visibility into all the different partner types across our ecosystem. And ultimately, we're looking to share best practices, whether you are a GSSP, whether you're a resale partner, or one of our software solution partners.
Let's talk about how you plan to enhance the alignment between SAP and its partners to drive more effective marketing strategies.
Thanks, Andrew. So as it relates to marketing strategies and our partners overall, it's not just on our partners. It's internally within SAP as well as externally. And what we all need to focus on is identifying and enabling our partners to drive more partner-sourced opportunities. And within SAP, we call that PSO. And the way that we measure PSO is solely based on the deal registrations that our partners provide to us. Now, the best way that we can go ahead and support our partners to help them drive more opportunities is by providing them with business development funds, as well as our MDF funds. The differences between the MDF and BDF is MDF is earned and BDF is proposal-based. So the key to us is ensuring that we are investing in the partners, doing the right focus with the right activities in the right industries and the right solutions. And jointly, we put together a plan and figure out the best way to move forward and to increase our partner source opportunities in the region.
Well, what are some of the key marketing strategies that you believe SAP partners should focus on to increase their sales?
The key there is to have always-on marketing programs. The challenge that we run into more often than not is our partners will start a campaign, and then they'll wait for those results, and then they'll run another campaign. But each time that they start and stop, it takes more and more time to ramp. So for me, every partner needs to have an always-on mentality to ensure that there is a constant buzz going on around their brand as well as the SAP brand. The other piece is looking at what type of marketing that you're doing. You need to have a mix of digital marketing, webinars, live events. Since we're post-COVID now, we're starting to see a number of partners investing in live events again and with great results. And then I think the other piece of it is just making sure that we're measuring everything. We need to hold ourselves accountable. And if we don't measure, then we're not going to know which activities or campaigns are successful, which ones that we should continue doing, or which ones that we need to tweak, or which ones that we should stop doing altogether.
We're going to cover this in a little bit more detail later on in the podcast. But at a high level, how does SAP plan to leverage its partner success stories in its own marketing and branding efforts?
So partner customer success stories are marketing gold. When we have a customer success story that a partner provides, it not only provides real world results, but it showcases the industry expertise of that individual partner and the power of our overall ecosystem. We go ahead and we turn each of those case studies into videos and co-branding content and powerful testimonials that build trust and drive results. Again, not only just within SAP, but also externally.
Right. And how does SAP's Partner Edge program help partners in building effective marketing strategies?
Well, I think right off the bat, I know I mentioned earlier around MDF and BDF. The good news is for 2024, our business development funds are 100% reimbursable. Historically, there was a mutual contribution. It was a 50-50 split. So we're really putting our money where our mouths are in terms of commitment for our partner success. In addition to that, the partner program also gives you access to great content that is also used within SAP. And then the third one I would say is go ahead and check out the partner benefits catalog. I know that the partner benefits catalog has been around for a while now. However, we completely revamped it, and there's a lot of great content in there, as well as newer vendors that have been vetted by SAP. So be sure to check it out.
Great. So those are some of the benefits and some of the resources we have for partners. What are some of the challenges SAP partners typically face in their marketing efforts, and how can they overcome these challenges?
So I think collectively, our biggest challenge is time to value. And that has been jointly. That's on us, SAP, as well as our partners. And I can tell you over the past 12 to 18 months, we have done a lot of work getting our extended VAT team, including finance, to ensure that we are getting the funding out to our partners as soon as possible. On the flip side, we need our partners to go ahead as soon as they get that funding to execute on that funding. We recognize that it's a process of once a partner submits a proposal, and then we go through our review process and our compliance process. But we really need our partners to lean in and be ready to execute as soon as possible. I think the other piece is around nurturing capabilities. Feeding the top of the funnel is always important, but we tend to lose a number of opportunities in the middle of the funnel when we're not nurturing appropriately. So that's another area that we need to ensure that the resources that are being dedicated on the partner side are not only looking to fill the top, but also the middle, and ultimately providing us jointly a new reference to look after.
Yeah, those are great points. I just wanted to say thank you so much for joining us on this first podcast. I really appreciate your time, Nanette. Congratulations on your new role. We'll see you again soon.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I really appreciate you having me, Andrew, and really looking forward to the future editions of the podcast.
SAP has a lot of tools, training courses, and applications that our partners can use to ensure their success. Deal registration is one of those tools. Let's bring in Jake Eisbart and learn a little bit more. Welcome, Jake. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what your role is at SAP.
Sure thing, Andrew. So great to be here. I'm Jake Eisbart. I'm the Channel Engagement Manager for North America. Essentially, what I do is I help partners build out their marketing strategy, their demand gen, their pipeline, and hopefully get them all the way to deal registration, which is what we're going to talk about today.
What exactly is deal registration?
So it's a great question. A deal registration is a system that SAP has in place to help partners register deals. There's a certain set of criteria that partners can use when they think that a deal is right to bring into a sales cycle, and then they implement the deal registration process.
Why do we ask partners to register deals?
Yeah, so deal registration, we do that for three particular reasons. One, it's how we're graded. It's how we're rated. The more deal registrations we have, we know that our partners are adding to the pipeline, and we can see the activity that partners are doing from a demand gen standpoint. Secondly, almost equally important, it's how we know where to fund projects, how to fund partners. If we see partners who are doing a lot of deal registrations, then obviously they're doing a lot of demand gen, and we want to be able to fund them and keep that going. And third, it manages channel conflicts. What that means is that when a partner registers a deal, they have that deal on lockdown and they can build that sales cycle and begin that sales cycle and get SAP AE support. And they can be assured that they can run that sales cycle all the way to ideally closing the deal.
What is expected of our partners?
Well, as I mentioned before, deregistration, there's criteria involved. So we want to make sure that when a partner registers a deal that he or she is, or the whole team actually, has certain criteria in place. I'm sure a lot of people are aware of BANT, BANT qualified leads, whether or not you have budget, authority, need, and timeline. You can consider the criteria for deregistration to be a bit of an exaggerated BANT. So we want to make sure that all of the boxes are checked so that the partner has the best opportunity to close that deal.
Where can our partners find out how to do deal registration?
So on Partner Portal, there's a platform that lets you know exactly where you can do deal registration. There's a how-to, and it can guide you through the whole process. And we'll make sure that everybody has that link.
What are some of the best practices in growing your deal registration numbers?
I would say consistency. It's making sure that you are staying on top of where the prospect is in the sales cycle. Am I speaking to the right person? Do they have the right criteria in place to do this deal? Are the pain points there? Is the funding there? And when that opportunity comes to register the deal, you want to make sure that you register the deal. So you're working with the sales team. If the marketing person is the one registering the deals, you're working with the sales team to make sure that you're aligned and now is the right time. Same thing on the sales side. You just want to make sure that you are, that the timing is right and you continue to do it so you can build your deal registration.
Anything else you think our partners should know about deal registration?
There is. And if we've worked together, so hopefully we have, I've worked with a lot of partners on their marketing. You've heard me say this. Moving forward, there's going to be a huge focus on deal registration from the partner ecosystem and also the PSO, which is the partner sourced opportunities. We have a lot of things that we want to do from a public cloud standpoint and from a private cloud standpoint and from a lot of other LOBs. So we're going to be working with your PBMs. We're going to be working with you directly to make sure that you're registering all the deals and we're giving you the input that you need and all the resources that you need. So be prepared if you're not already to hear a lot about the importance of registering deals. To that point, we're running contests. We have one in particular right now that we're running a quarterly contest across partners. We have three different categories. Your PBMs are going to let you know all about that. But again, every single quarter, the partner who registers the most deals will receive a fully funded, 100% reimbursable demand gen campaign up to $20,000. So we're excited about that. We've run that in years prior. But again, it's just to get in the motion of registering deals. And again, under the category of the focus that we're going to place on deal registration moving forward.
Jake, thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. And we look forward to hearing from you again.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the Ask Me Anything segment, where your questions get answered. Let's go to this episode's AMA.
So I have a quick question. As a longtime marketer, content is the holy grail. Content is king for us. So when Gen AI came out, a lot of marketers have been jumping on this bandwagon and been using Gen AI to create content to the point where it's becoming excessive. I am more concerned about that. There must be some caveats to using Gen AI for marketing. What do you think?
Great question, Kurt. Thank you for asking. I've got to admit, I'm pretty fascinated by AI. Some folks see it as the enemy, but as someone with a background in writing, I see some real benefits. Here's how I'm using it and a few things to keep in mind. First off, writer's block is no joke. Getting started can be tough, but AI helps me build momentum. It's like having a writing buddy that's always ready to brainstorm with me. Secondly, AI is a fantastic research assistant. While it can't replace a good old Google search, it definitely points me in the right direction and makes my research much more efficient. And third, editing with AI is a real game changer. I'll run my text through a Gen AI tool a few times, cherry picking the best bits to shape and polish the document to fit my voice. Now, let's talk about some of the caveats. First, AI still has limitations when it comes to creativity. It's getting better, but for now, it's unlikely to capture your company's unique personality. Second, while AI can pump out content quickly, more isn't always better. Too much content, especially if it needs personalization, can actually slow you down and compromise quality. Lastly, never let AI be your voice. It's a fantastic tool for refining messages, but nothing beats the precision and relevance of a message finely crafted by a skilled marketer. So, I'm all for using Gen AI. It's a real productivity booster. But like any tool, it's all about finding that balance. As they say, to a hammer, everything is a nail. So let's use AI wisely and make it work for us without overdoing it. Thanks again for your question, Kurt. We hope you found the insights and advice valuable. Remember, this segment is driven by your questions. To submit your questions and engage in an ongoing dialogue with our experts, scan the QR code on the screen. We are here to help support you every step of the way. One topic that's often undervalued is customer success. I wanted to bring in our North America Customer Success and Reference Director, Josh Coleman, to discuss this topic. Welcome to the podcast, Josh. Let's jump right into it. Why is it so important for our partners to collaborate on customer success stories?
Thank you for having me. And you know what? That's a great question, Andrew. Look, we all know that nothing sells like success. Hearing a happy customer praise your name is gold. But there are a lot more benefits to collaborating on success stories. And the biggest one, in my opinion, is getting your name out there in the SAP sales ecosystem as an expert in the solutions and industries that you specialize in. We have hundreds of sales executives that average 12 sales cycles per year, and they have numerous partners to choose from. So how are you as a partner going to stand out and get on their radar? How are you going to be the first name they think of when they need a partner? And the best way that I can make your name out there and stand and be more memorable is by amplifying your successes. That could be through BTSs or business transformation studies or the one sheets, success story videos, infographics, and other out-of-the-box programs like the SAP Window, reference live events, or even our partner spotlight videos. Internally, we see over 14,000 visits a month to our asset repository. Last year, we had over 110,000 measurable views on our assets that we produce, externally and internally. 110,000. Now imagine if your partner's logo or name or face or voice was linked to just 10% of those. What type of impact would that have on your business?
Even 5% would be huge. One thing I hear partners ask is, what's in it for my customers?
That's a great question and should be the number one question they should be asking anyway. So there are direct and indirect benefits for customers when collaborating on success stories or reference events. They could build company brand recognition, personal brand boost, individual recognition for doing these videos, networking opportunities. They gain valuable business contacts. SAP has an ecosystem of over 100,000 employees. And they can earn customer appreciation credits or CAP credits. So what that is this customers can earn credits for participating in different reference events. They can be used towards things like SAP training invoices, consulting invoices, or tickets to sponsored events like Sapphire, TechEd, Success Connect, et cetera. So I think the biggest thing that we really need to address is how we approach a customer to be part of the reference program or collaborate on a success story. A lot of the time, sales executives are timid in their approach, thinking that they're going to be bothering a customer or inconveniencing them when it should be the exact opposite. SAP is a top 25 global brand. Lots of companies out there would love to align themselves with a top global company and have them praise or promote you, especially in the mid-market, whom most mid-market companies are looking to be acquired or acquire or just grow in general.
Can you elaborate on specific examples of how partners have leveraged some of the things that you talked about to benefit them?
Absolutely, Andrew. So most of the benefits of our assets usage goes unseen, especially when you're dealing with deals to the magnitude that we work on a day-to-day. No single asset or call will solely close a deal. But I do hear some fun stories of how they do help. So last year, we had a partner do a reference live event where they shared with them and their customers shared the successful implementation of S/4HANA Private Cloud. Now, two things came to that from that reference live event that I know of. At the following CCOM, the partner that was on the reference live event came up to me and said, dude, I've already had five different AEs that I've never met come up to me and tell me what a great job I did. And even said they had a few opportunities that they want to reach out to me about. That is amazing. That is exactly why we want to have partners on the reference lives and on all these things that we do. And a few months later, an AE and another different partner were involved in a competitive sales cycle and shared that same reference live event with the prospective customer. And after watching it, that customer was convinced they didn't need to see anything else. They didn't need to have any other calls, and they signed on the dot. And so that, again, just shows to the relevance of these reference live events.
That's amazing, actually. So Josh, any final thoughts on the importance of partner collaboration and customer stories with SAP?
Yeah, absolutely. Partner collaboration is crucial. You know, it's crucial to maximize the impact of customer success stories and in turn, partner successes. By working together, we can amplify the message and ensure it reaches the right audience, ultimately leading to more wins for both partners and SAP.
That's awesome, Josh. thanks so much for joining our podcast and providing those insights. Really great stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.